T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rodgers under center, single back offense, Jones the lone back, fake to Jones, Rodgers deep drop looking, pops it over the left side, Devontae wide open, outside the numbers 20, cuts it back right past Flowers, 10 to the 5, to the end zone, high stepping, touchdown, Devontae Adams, 40 yards.
Shotgun snap, Mahomes, rolls left, looking to throw, now going to run, throws for the end zone instead, and it's caught by Kelce for the touchdown.
Touchdown, Kansas City, the Chiefs take the lead, and Kelce gargling in the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Mahomes was dangerously close to the line of scrimmage, and instead he sort of shot puts it into the end zone, where Kelce makes the grab, and the Chiefs take the lead 27-24. They were down 24-0, and the shot put forward pass by Patrick Mahomes gives Kansas City the most improbable of playoff leads.
First and goal from the 2, receivers left and right. Here's the snap, handoff, Coleman running straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown San Francisco. Second touchdown run of the game for Tevin Coleman. And with 4:54 to go in the third quarter, the 49ers lead the Vikings 23-10.
Titans in the pistol. Mariota. Now he goes in motion. Direct snap, Derrick Henry. Throws it, jump pass in the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Henry to Corey Davis. Oh my goodness, that play is from the 1800s.
I don't know that there is enough Pepto-Bismol in the entire free world to settle the stomachs of this sold-out crowd of Ravens fans who are sitting now in stunned disbelief.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's NFL playoff picks.
And today's Championship Sunday picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. 1-800-GAMBLER. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. And Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Suffolk County's number one volume dealer. Championship weekend, only 3 games to go, 2 games on Sunday. I think we both went 2-2 last week. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
2-2 last week, so I don't even know. I'm having a terrible year. Terrible year.
I'm with you, man.
26-32-1 on the year, and in the playoffs, I'm 3-5. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm basically identical. I'm 3-5 in the playoffs, and I was a half a game better in the regular season, which means I'm like 5 games under 5. It's just, it's awful.
It's painful.
But I did go 2-2 last week. One with the Niners, lost with the Ravens, one with Kansas City, lost with Seattle. I kind of am with you, Joe, that if I could pick what I want, I think I'd like to see the Titans beat the Chiefs. Number one, if the Kansas City Chief fan is going to be miserable, I want them to be miserable the way I am as
right,
a Jet fan.
I understand.
And so I feel that way in a lot of sports with teams that are miserable. But I can't talk myself into it. I can't. Because what Tennessee's accomplished the last 2 weeks, and I know I said this
right,
going
you
into
the
radio.
You got 7.5 on both games, by the way.
Yes,
right?
I have 7. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm laying the 7.5 because I just can't believe that the Titans are going to be able to do what they've done the last 2 weeks to Kansas City. Defensively, I don't think they'll be able to do it. We saw how this Chief offense can explode at any moment. And really, the turning point of the game, more than the field goal decision or even the fake punt, was a special teams play by Mecole Hardman and gave Patrick Mahomes half a field. So, number one, defensively, I don't think they could slow him down. And number two, Ryan Tannehill's going to have to make plays. I don't think he will. Give me the Chiefs laying 7.5 in game number one. Game number two, here's what it comes down to. I think this is going to be a field goal game. So that makes my pick easy. You know, if I think it's going to be a field goal game one way or the other, then I'm going to take the points, which is exactly what I'm going to do with Green Bay getting 7.5. I do not think the Niners are blowing this team out. I think Green Bay will be able to run the football a little bit. I think they'll do a better job than Dalvin Cook last week. And here's the beautiful thing. Even if San Francisco takes the runaway, Aaron Rodgers will make plays. Now, they can get pressure on him, but Aaron Rodgers is not Kirk Cousins. So I think this is a close football game. Give me Green Bay getting the 7.5. So one favorite and one dog for me on Championship Sunday. Kansas City laying 7.5 at home against Tennessee. Green Bay getting 7.5 in San Francisco against the Niners. Joe, take it away.
I'm going completely opposite of you, bro. I really am.
I like it.
I'm going the other way. I'm taking the Titans into points only because I want to root for them. I mean, what does it matter? I mean, you know what I mean? I want to see them win. I want to see the old school smash mouth, run the ball down your throat team win. That's really what it comes down to. And I'm getting 7.5 points, too. So I'm taking them. I want to see them win. That's exactly the way I'm playing it here. I think they can. I mean, look, the way they played. Look, they may be one of these teams that's on a little bit of this magical run. They go into Foxborough, they defeat the defending champions. They go into Baltimore, they beat the unbeatable, best team in the league, 12 straight wins. You can't stop Lamar Jackson. You beat them. And now you're going up against, you know, the pinball machine that is the Kansas City Chiefs and all the history that surrounds it. 50 years, you know, since they went to the Super Bowl and then obviously the last one and the only one they won. All the history of all the tough losses in the playoffs for the Chiefs, especially at home. The championship game last year, all the stuff with Andy Reid, all of that. But I'm taking the Titans, as I said, getting the 7.5 just because I really want to see them win the game. And then I'm taking the Niners laying the 7.5. I just think the Niners are better. I mean, I just think they are. I finally have come to the conclusion that this is their year and they're going to the Super Bowl. You know, they've been the best team all year in the NFC. I mean, let's be honest, they have. We saw how they shut down Minnesota last week. I think they're going to win the game at the line of scrimmage again like they did last week. I think they're going to be able to run the ball and stop the run. And they're going to force Rodgers to beat him, which he can do. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But is the pack of defense on the other end, are they going to be able to shut down this, you know, basic power running game, which I think is what it's going to be from San Francisco and the Niners at home. I don't know how much I put stock into that. But I'm taking the Niners laying the 7.5. So we're going completely against each other. I'm taking the Titans plus 7.5 in Kansas City. I'm taking the Niners laying the 7.5 in Santa Clara. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks, championship game weekend in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.